Welcome to this Kaiomiya Centered Resonance podcast, quantum energy education for real-world results.
Hi, so it's been brought to my attention, probably because I've got two young teenagers of my own, that exam stress and exam pressure can really, we've all been through it, can tip you over the edge. And sadly, in my son's school, in the last, 10 days, there's been a spout of people really struggling, writing suicide notes. And sadly, one 16-year-old actually took his own life. And I just feel that aside from the waste of all that potential, we can't just not do anything. So for me, one way forward with energy work, I'm such an advocate of the miraculous way that energy literally can transform. So for me, with energy work, then why not give these young people some support with energy work that they can take into the exam? And sure, you can say it's a bit like Dumbo's feather, having that feather that you can hang on to give you confidence and support. And I suppose on a level, having a crystal in your pencil case can seem that way. But for us that know of energy work and completely are submersed in it, then we also appreciate that just how effective having a crystal that is running that energetic program, how that can transform your energy if it's within your energy field. I first started studying crystal therapy, nearly 30 years ago. And for me, when I had that epiphany of just how crystals are energy and therefore you can program them and they perpetually run that program until you ask them not to, it kind of blew me away. And over the years, I've done different experiments with it, just being curious about it. And it's so true. I had a client, years ago now, and she was training for the marathon. And okay, she was already training, so she was watching her diet and watching her energy levels. So she was in the process of doing the doing to run that marathon. But she came as a client just to see what else she could do to optimize her health and vitality for that purpose. And one of the things we did was program a crystal to help with her training. And sure enough, she did really well. She might not have won, but she certainly got her best time. And she was thrilled that, as I say, not just to complete it, but to do so well. And then what we didn't do was take the program out the crystal afterwards, which was quite eye-opening, because shortly after she came to me to say she was just so, she couldn't sit still, she was full of energy, she couldn't settle, she couldn't relax, her body was just on this hyperdrive, and she couldn't understand what the issue was. Anyway, it suddenly had this insight that we hadn't taken the program out of the crystal. So the crystal was still encouraging her to train and get up and stick to that quite rigid regime to bring her energies on top whack for her marathon running. So when we took the program out of the crystal and then reprogrammed it with something different, literally overnight, her whole energies were transformed. So that's just one example of how effective programming a crystal can be. So you can actually program any crystal. So if you are programming a crystal for a student or your own children or young people to take into an exam, then as with any form of crystal selection, be guided by your intuition, what crystal you're drawn to for that purpose. But it's true that clear quartz is perhaps the most effective for holding and running a program. I'm a bit of a clear quartz junkie. I love all the different sort of record keepers, Isis crystals, phantom quartz. I mean, there's so many beautiful, beautiful different forms of clear quartz, and they all have slightly different metaphysical properties. But even man-made quartz can hold a program and run a program really effectively. But as I say, you can use any crystal. So don't, if you haven't got a clear quartz point that you want to use for this purpose, then please just grab whatever you feel drawn to when you have that person in mind. So during this process, I'm programming two small clear quartz points. So if you're wanting to program the crystal, then simply just hold it in the palm of your hand, play with its size and texture, and then listen to this, whether you're listening to this through Clubhouse or through my podcast, just listen to the activation and program and know that that is going to be transferred into the crystal that you're holding. Just being in the energy vibration and focusing your intent, then that will happen. And the energy will transfer into whatever crystal it is that you're holding. So that being said, if you would just like to take a deep breath, take a deep breath in and release it gently. And bring your attention to the top of your head. Take another deep breath in. Hold it for a while. And then gently release. Take another deep breath in. Hold it for a while. And release. And as you bring your attention to the top of your head, the first colour that you think of, imagine that you can see or sense the coloured light starting to flow down through your body. Have an awareness of the crystal that you're holding in the palm of your hand. And as you bring your awareness to the coloured light flowing down through your body, have an awareness of the coloured light flowing through the crystal that you're holding as well. So using your imagination, follow the flow of light as it flows down through your face and down your neck. And as it does, have an awareness of the coloured light easing away any tension and any concern, easing away any strain. The coloured light flowing down your neck, down your shoulders. And just for a moment, focus on your shoulders and imagine that you can see the muscles becoming limp and loose as the coloured light eases away any tension. And allow your hands that are holding the crystal to become more relaxed. As slowly and gently, the coloured light flows down your arms into your hands and fingers. And then slowly the light flows down your spine and down your torso. Just using your imagination, have an awareness of the light flowing down through your chakras. And as it does, it eases away any tension. You may be aware of the crystal in the palm of your hand feeling slightly heavier. Just allow your palms and your fingers to be relaxed. As slowly the coloured light flows down your legs, down and into your feet. And as the coloured light reaches your feet, it starts to extend beyond your feet, forming the shape of roots, like the roots of an enormous tree. Take a deep breath in. And as you release that energy and that breath, have an awareness of the tree roots, your roots, growing deep down into the earth. Deeper and deeper. Grounding, securing, and connecting you to the energy of the planet beneath you. And as your energy field becomes calm and relaxed, Have an awareness of that energy translating into the crystal that you're holding. The vibration of energy, of calm, of being centered and relaxed. Using your imagination, send your awareness deep down into the center of the earth. And imagine that you can see a beautiful crystalline energy of light. Just for a moment, focus on this energy, a sparkling, shimmering energy that glows different colored lights. And as you connect to the energy with your awareness, become aware of how clear and vibrant the crystalline energy is. The expansiveness and the clarity that it offers. Take a deep breath in. And as you do, the crystalline energy automatically starts to flow up your roots and into your feet. Your own feet may tingle as that energy shimmers and flows into your body. And following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the crystalline energy flows up your legs into your base chakra. Just for a moment, have an awareness of the base chakra. And imagine that you can see and sense the crystalline energy flowing into that energy center, opening and activating. Your base chakra expanding, becoming more vibrant as the crystalline energy opens that chakra, enabling you to be even more connected to Earth. And then following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the crystalline energy flows higher into your sacral. Again, using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense crystalline energy flowing into your sacral chakra. The crystalline energy flowing into that energy center, opening and activating. And your sacral chakra becomes more vibrant, more energized. Any stagnant emotions, any strain, any deep buried emotions and stress that bubbles up is transmuted into light as your sacral chakra becomes more open and vibrant. And slowly, the crystalline energy works higher into your solar plexus. Again, using your imagination, have an awareness of your solar plexus becoming more open and vibrant as the crystalline energy activates that chakra, flowing into your solar plexus, opening and activating. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out any remaining strain, any stress, any mental clutter. And feel how expansive your solar plexus can be. Take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, allow your solar plexus to expand further. Your solar plexus processing and computing your mental body. Taking another deep breath in, release the energy into your mental body, that beautiful crystalline energy of light, the expansiveness, the knowingness. And then gently and slowly the crystalline energy continues to flow up your body into your heart center, opening and activating your heart chakra. Again, using your imagination, become aware of the light flowing into your heart chakra and of that energy center also opening and activating becoming more vibrant. Picture yourself smiling. And picture the young people that you're programming the crystal for smiling, contented, pleased and happy, feeling calm and in the flow. Take another deep breath in and feel the love and connection to those young people and to humanity as a whole. A grid of love and support. Take another deep breath in and send that energy out all around you, and also give that energy to yourself. Acknowledge the crystalline energy flowing into your own body as it flows higher into your throat chakra. Again, using your imagination, have an awareness of the crystalline energy opening and activating your throat chakra. The energy flowing in, and your throat chakra opening and becoming more vibrant. The energy center of expression. And as that crystalline energy flows up through your body, become aware of it soaking into every cell and fiber of your physical form. It flows through and around the organs in your body. Every cell and fiber soaking in the light. Take a deep breath in and smile. As the crystalline energy flows up your neck and into your head. Opening your brow, opening your crown chakras. These two higher chakras becoming more vibrant and open than ever before. Connecting your knowingness and your wisdom. Allowing the full integration of your higher self. The all-seeing, all-being, knowing, multidimensional being of light. Take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, just allow your energies to feel the ripples of cool or warmth through your body. As your body assimilates and adjusts to the new frequency, take another deep breath in. And with your chakras open and activated, now breathe as though all your chakras are breathing in prana, breathing in light. As you take a deep breath in, the crystalline energy continues to flow into your body from the earth. But your chakras are breathing the cosmos, breathing the field of infinite possibility into your being, opening and connecting you to the dimensions. Breathe with all your chakras. Breathe that energy into your body and allow yourself to expand even further. You may well have lost sight of your hands now, or you may still feel the crystals in the palm of your hands. But either way, just be curious about the energy of the crystal. And allow that crystalline energy to expand. With every breath that you take, the crystalline energy expands and grows. Until that crystalline energy now surrounds all of your body. Crystalline energy within and around your body, part of the flow of the crystalline energy from Earth, and open to the infinite field of possibility that you're also breathing in, one beautiful flow of light. Take another deep breath in and just release that slowly. And now, using your imagination, picture yourself walking through a beautiful garden. Just allow your imagination to play. And picture yourself walking through the garden, observing the plants and flowers or trees that you can see. Just allow your imagination to give you the different shapes and colours. Above you, the sky is blue, and the warmth from the sun soaks into your body and into your bones. You feel calm and totally connected to the garden and to the earth. Using your imagination, picture one flower or plant in particular. And imagine that you're standing by this plant or flower and take a closer look. What colour and what textures are you aware of? And taking a deep breath in, is it possible to smell the energy of the plant or flower? And as you focus your intention and your awareness, you may well find you become aware of the sound of insects or even the fairies that are within and around this garden as well. Just for a moment, really focus on the flower and plant, noticing the minutest detail, giving yourself permission to focus and concentrate and be calm. And the calmer that you become, the more you notice the texture of the petal, the texture of the stem and stalk of the plant, and all the different shades of green, whatever colour that you see. And then taking another deep breath in, gently continue through the garden. You find yourself now walking along a garden path. Just have an awareness of the texture and the substance that makes up the garden path. Maybe you can feel the texture beneath your feet or hear the sound of your footsteps as you gently make your way along the path and through the garden. As you make your way along the path, you become aware of the sound of a fountain, the sound of water gently cascading over the fountain. And you continue along the path until you're standing in front of it. Just allow your imagination to give you the image and sense of what the fountain looks like. The brightness of the sun catching on the water, and it appears to shimmer with crystalline light. Using your imagination, step closer and bathe your hands and your face in the water, feeling the freshness and the water revitalizing and re-energizing your body, as though the energy of that water flows into your whole being, clearing and cleansing, giving you clarity and yet more focus. And then continue on past the fountain, and you become aware of an open area of grass. And at the centre, is a pyramidal framework made of the crystal that you're holding. Allow your imagination to give you the sense of the pyramid and the structure that's made of the crystal, the same crystal as is in the palm of your hand. On the base of the pyramid, there's a wooden platform that acts as the floor of the pyramid. And on this platform, there's something you can make yourself comfortable on. Allow your imagination to give you the sense of what that is. And when you're ready, step into the pyramid and make yourself comfortable. Have an awareness of the framework of the pyramid around you and above you. And become aware of the energy of that crystal, maybe as a colour, or perhaps the energy here feels cooler. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out in this pyramid, in the centre of this garden, the garden that exists within the crystal in the palm of your hand, know that this is the place where you can ask the diva and energy of the crystal to come forward. So in your mind, call out for the diva or the crystalline elemental to join you in the pyramid. And be open to receive in whatever way that energy presents itself. It may be as a colour or an elemental, a humanoid being. Whatever way or shape that crystalline energy presents itself, see yourself smiling as the energy joins you and sits with you. Just for a moment, send your awareness to your heart center and imagine that you can see and sense your heart chakra sending golden light into the pyramid. You send golden energy into the pyramid and the crystalline elemental energy responds, becoming even more vibrant. And as you connect on a heart level to the energy, either say out loud or in your mind the person's name that you wish to help and give clarity to. And in your mind, or either say out loud, ask a crystalline elemental, I now ask that you hold and run this program, the program of calm and serenity, the program of being expansive, of connecting to the infinite wisdom and knowledge within the universe. For mental clarity and agility. For mental knowledge and agility to be fun and enjoyable. A challenge to be met with inner confidence and courage and calmness. Able to connect to the core of who that person is, of who I am, and to express the wisdom and knowledge that is necessary in a calm and creative and open manner, expressing my being with serenity, grounded and connected to earth, and open and connected to the core of my being. And from this position of openness and connection, I have that knowing that whatever happens, I am coming from openness and truth of the core of who I am. Crystalline Elemental, I ask you to run the program of serenity, groundedness, connection and calm, and the true expression from a position of groundedness and serenity of who I am. The Crystalline Elemental smiles and may have a message in response. Just for a moment, have an awareness of any image or colour or words that come into your mind. Being curious and without judgment. Take a deep breath in. And be open to receive whatever it is that you sense or feel. And then slowly the crystalline energy fades back into the pyramid. And using your imagination, picture yourself stretching out your arms and smiling and saying thank you. As you step back out from the pyramid, cross the grass and back onto the path through the garden. Become aware of the path beneath your feet and know that your energy connected with the crystal in order to activate and program it. And it will take your energy and that vibration to take the program away and to ask the crystalline elemental to change it. And until that time, the crystal's sole purpose now is to hold and run that activated program within it. Become aware of the pathway beneath your feet. And as you gently walk away from the pyramid, have an awareness more and more of the crystal in the palm of your hand. Gently close your fingers around it and again play with the texture and the size of the crystal. Connecting to the crystal now with third dimensional touch. Continuing gently to walk away from the pyramid and back through the garden, bringing your attention ever more into your physical body. Take a deep breath in. And as you release it, become aware of your feet now and how they're resting on the ground. Become aware of your feet and your hands. And slowly and gently in your own time, open your eyes when you're ready. So now that you've activated and programmed your crystal, that crystal will continue to run that program until, as we've said, you change it. So how do you change it? Well, you can simply do the same activation, but with a different intent. To keep the crystal operating in full capacity, then I'm all for cleansing the crystal whenever you or the person you're giving it to feels that that's necessary. And washing it in cold water and visualizing silver white light flowing through the crystal is one of the most effective ways. And that won't wash out the program. It will simply make sure that it's operating at full capacity all the time. So have fun with that. And I really, really hope that you feel that you're supporting your loved ones and nearest and dearest by doing that process for them. And it'd be really cool to hear some of your feedback from that. If you're wanting to get in touch with me, then a cool way is through the Facebook group I run, if you do Facebook, and that's Dimensions, the book series. Excuse me, Dimensions, the book series, and Communication with the Fairy Realm. But that's a good way we can catch up and chat about feedback, or if you have any questions and queries. But I wish you much love and all the best with that, and I will catch up with you all again soon. Take care. Thank you for listening. So you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow this podcast. And you can claim an exciting free gift, contact and book a one-to-one session with me at www.centeredresonance.com. Until next time, remember, live the energy lifestyle for real world results.